a rich land of poor people. Come here to reap a bounty carried far away. Little left beneath their feet, and little reason left to stay. Restless hearts of a hollowed folk beat to the rhythm of their own labor. Devotion floods over broken dreams, soaks the soil they tend. Falling from their tilted hearts, a seed of song and sweat is buried deep in the belly of pain. The blues is born awake.
The American Vicarious presents Gerald Clayton's Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation, featuring Renee Marie and directed by Christopher McElrone. It happens at 7 p.m. on Saturday, January 11th at the Loretto Theater Sheen Center for Thought and Culture in New York City. It is part of the New York City Winter Jazz Fest Marathon. And joining us on the WBGO Journal to talk about this live 75-minute mixed media concert is the celebrated Grammy-nominated jazz pianist, composer, and bandleader Gerald Clayton, as well as Grammy-nominated vocalist Renee Marie. Thanks for joining us, Gerald. This is an exciting project that I happened to get a taste of by going to your website and listening to the performance. What a powerful show. Did this start in 2017 at Duke University?
You know, 2017 was when we premiered the piece, but the 2 years leading up to it were really, you know, a huge part of the journey. For me, those first 2 years was just being a student of the music. It was something that was new to me. And fortunately, I got to make multiple trips to North Carolina and visit with historians and elders who are left over from this great tradition. And after 2 years of work, put together this piece, and really happy with it. Features the wonderful Renee Marie.
Absolutely. And Gerald, tell us why the Piedmont section is so important.
Well, it's something that Duke University was interested in exploring. You know, they wanted to put together something that was paying tribute to this beautiful expression, artistic expression that came out of specifically out of their part of the U.S., the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, and all of the great music and art that was birthed out of the tobacco warehouses. And, you know, these historians I spoke to really painted such a vivid picture of a city filled with music. You know, a lot of people think of the Piedmont blues as just a guitar finger-picking style. But in my research, I found that there was music happening all over the cities. There were juke joint parties where famously, cats would roll up their grandma's old church piano up the street and bring it into a small group up the way at a juke joint party. You know, if you can imagine 400 African American, mostly women, de-stemming the tobacco leaves and singing church hymns while they worked, that sound was so impressive and amazing that people would actually gather around the warehouses just to listen to that. So that was sort of the picture that was being painted in my head when I was given the chance to learn about this music. But yeah, it all stemmed from Duke performances, from Duke University looking for a chance to show love to the music from their region.
The fact that it's a live 75-minute mixed-media concert, you have visuals for people to see, you have tap dancing, you have singing, you have voice, as Renee does an incredible job. I guess when you put that all together, that's a great way to show and display and for us to hear the joy and sorrow, as you put, the wide spectrum of human emotion from the blues.
Indeed. You know, I think part of this this project gave me the chance to think more broadly about what the blues is and how it manifests itself, you know, this specifically we're looking at a time, a particular time in America and a particular region in America, but that the essence of the blues, that very human need to release our joys and sorrows in life and the cathartic experience of doing so and actually being sort of uplifted from that experience, that's really universal, and that it comes out not only in music but also in words and poetry and visual art expression, you know, sort of just broadening my thought of what's possible in presenting the blues at all.
What's very exciting and emotional is to watch Renee Marie's reaction as not only she performs, but also listens to the music that's being presented in Piedmont Blues' A Search for Salvation. Renee, I guess you really go through a roller coaster of emotions during this concert.
Well, first of all, I have to say, I love listening to Gerald talk about this from his perspective, because you know that saying that a prophet isn't respected in his own hometown? It's kind of like that with the music. I grew up listening to this music and singing this music and not knowing it was referred to as Piedmont Blues. So to hear Gerald say, talk about the way he researched the music and the history behind it, these are all things I kind of took for granted, I guess. But never have I ever had a chance to work with other musicians and play and sing this music live. So it touches a part of me that evokes, you're right, Doug, it evokes all kinds of emotions in me. But the biggest one that it evokes is joy.
What's going through your mind as you're performing this?
Well, I'll tell you, it's whatever the song is about, that's what's going through my mind. I feel very present and in the moment as the arc of this whole story about Piedmont Blues takes us on that journey. For me, it's more than music. I see people that, in my mind's eye, that I grew up with, and I know this is the music they listen to. This is my uncle sitting on the back porch of my grandmother's house in his old khakis. You know, this is what I see in my mind as we move through the songs, or other women in my community, because I lived in a segregated community the first 10 years of my life. So there's a lot going on, pulling out, and I'm putting it back into whatever I'm singing or saying.
Renee, is there a particular song in this piece that you're fond of, or are they all great to you?
They're all great for me, but there is one section that I just love it when it comes on, and I'm not even singing it. I think Gerald knows it's the bottle song. You know, every time they play it, I hear that groove, and I think his genius really comes out in this tune especially.
The project that's directed by Christopher McElroom features the Assembly, a 9-piece band, and also tap dancer Maurice Chestnut. When this first was put together and first you saw it come together on stage, you obviously envisioned this. Gerald, did you have a reaction that maybe you didn't think you were going to have? Have you learned more about what the blues really meant to you by actually experiencing this at first?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the most rewarding parts of this whole journey, is that it's really transformed the way I think about playing music when I sit down to play, you know, sort of from an almost philosophical or spiritual perspective. You know, what's my approach? What are we doing here? If it's not connected to that need to release, you know, that essence I was speaking about earlier, that sort of coming from an honest place of testifying, you know, your joys and sorrows in life. If I'm not doing that, then that somehow doesn't feel as honest or connected to what I was lucky to spend all these years sort of researching. And it's given me a real love and connection, fascination with history in a way that I honestly didn't have before. That might also be as a result of just getting a little bit older and having lived enough experiences to be curious about more experiences that came before me. But this project has really made me hungry for exploring history more deeply and trying to connect the thread from the expression of the past, the blues that we have to listen to and love, and into the expressions that we're listening to today.
The whole transition, the audience, what has been the most inspiring word that you've heard from somebody in the audience, Gerald, after seeing Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation?
You know, I don't know about a single word, but I've gotten to experience some tears and just heartfelt thanks and gratitude, and that, you know, that means so much to me. It makes the project all the more meaningful to know that the process that has moved me so much and given me so much can now also hopefully help others to feel inspired to think more more deeply about, you know, the music that we come from and the country we come from, our history, to sort of take a magnifying glass to history, to inspire other people to do that is amazing for me. Feels great.
You're listening to the WBGO Journal, and we're speaking about Gerald Clayton's Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation. That's taking place tonight at 7 o'clock at the Loretto Theater, the Sheen Center for Thought and Culture in New York City, as part of the Winter Jazz Fest Marathon. And joining us is Grammy-nominated jazz pianist, composer, and bandleader Gerald Clayton, as well as Grammy-nominated vocalist Renee Marie. Renee, I wanted to ask you, watching you practice with the choir has to be, you know, when you have such an amazing voice, and when you hear the power of a choir behind you, that has to be so much fun, right?
It is a blast. It's a dream come true to have a choir singing behind you. All those beautiful voices. Yes, I think they really get into it. When we're in rehearsal, you can tell they don't really see the big picture. Of course, they couldn't. But once they do that first rehearsal with the entire group, then you see they go, oh, and they see their role in it, how big it is. Though it's brief, but it's very, very important. And then that's when the magic happens to me. So I love it, yes.
Gerald, do you want to tell us more about the assembly?
Yeah, so the assembly is the group that I handpicked to help go on this musical journey, and they're all musicians that I love their playing first and foremost, but I know they all have personal relations to the blues. You know, that was sort of the first thing I was seeking out, was who are musicians that I think really can evoke that essence of the music, of the expression. So we have the great Marvin Sewell playing guitar. We have Logan Richardson on alto saxophone, Vaughn Pennicott on tenor saxophone, Dana Stevens on baritone saxophone. We've got a great young drummer named Damo Branch. We've got a great bass player named Amin Salim, and as well as tap dancing by Maurice Chestnut and Brene Ali. So that's the whole group. The tap dancing is an extension of that original buck dance expression that came out of the South. It was great to hang with some of the elders who came from that tradition. The great Aljamain Hinton is definitely worth checking out. Amazing guitarist, but also danced and even danced and played guitar at the same time. There's some really hip footage of her doing that. So actually getting to go and hang out with Aljamain and spend time with her and her community was a really important part of the piece. And as I said, you know, the fact that the blues has so many manifestations, it felt right to put the tap dance in there as well.
Freight train run so fast. Freight train run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm gone.
We've come a long way from Elizabeth Cotton's Freight Train, but in some ways, it's the feeling still there very much.
Indeed, yeah. I think that was one of the great lessons of all this is you know, to like I said, to tie the to connect the dots, to tie the thread from the past to now, to recognize that these themes that we're exploring in this piece are really universal. That there's not necessarily a timeline on them. That you know, suffering is universal. The need to release your emotions from the experiences that you go through in life. You know, we can point to any point in history, including now, clearly, and see the need to do that.
Renee, as not only a singer, but composer, arranger, theatrical performer, and of course, teacher, when you have a piece like this that entertains, inspires, goes through a range of emotions, but yet teaches, you kind of have the whole package together, don't you?
It's the whole package. And I was just thinking about the tap dancing. When Maurice walks out on the stage, you can't see him first. You just hear him. And then it's just him and the guitar. There is a whole nother facet to the music opens up all of a sudden. And you see this body moving and making music. I enjoy it very much, seeing the tap dancers and knowing that Gerald included that aspect of the Piedmont Blues, too. It shows the amount of respect that he has for this music and the research that went into it.
The American Vicarious presenting Gerald Clayton's Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation. Can we say, Gerald, that this is the piece that maybe you're most proud of? I mean, you've done so much. Grammy-nominated jazz, pianist, composer, band leader. You've worked with some of the greats of this music. But is this your baby?
It's certainly one of my babies. Maybe one of my firstborns, you know. It was definitely the first time I've dived into something this deeply, and you know, just even working on something for 2 years and then you know, releasing it and getting a chance to explore it. But it is really meaningful to me, and just reflecting on all the ways that it has affected other performances of mine, just the way that I think about music and life and history as a result of this project. It's a baby that has taught me a lot, you know, sort of a baby and my master at the same time.
Glad to be a part of the New York City Winter Jazz Fest, I would imagine, to have this piece too.
Well, it's an honor for us to get to present it in New York, and that such a great marathon, as you said, of so many great creative minds in the city at the same time. We're just really excited to be a part of it.
Renee, one last question for you. Has Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation, changed you?
I wouldn't say that it's changed me, Doug. I would say that I've been able to excavate some stuff that and give it a voice that I really didn't have a platform for otherwise. And that stuff that's excavated, you know, to actually express it on stage rather than just at home with my family it's lovely. But it's just given me a wider and larger platform, you know, to enjoy this music.
Gerald, you get last word. Piedmont Blues, A Search for Salvation. As people come to see this event and as they're leaving, they don't have to visualize. You've done it for them with this video presentation, so it's got to stay into their mind as they leave this.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, we want to invite more people to the party. I think, you know, this really has been such an enriching experience for me. You know, that anyone else would get some of that by being in the audience is huge and really rewarding for me. And definitely want to invite more people to the party. Come on this journey with us.
Congratulations to both of you for Piedmont Blues, The Search for Salvation. We'll continue to get the word out, and continued great success to both of you.
Thank you,
Derek. Thank you so much.